Two words, bombshell. That's right. Susan Rice, a former Barack Obama advisor, is apparently running her own private domestic spying agency right from inside the White House. I'm Steve Green. This is Right Angle with Bill Whittle and Scott Ott, brought to you by the paying members of BillWhittle.com. All right, gents, you saw the news. Mike Chernovich, who's been degraded as fake news, broke this thing on Sunday. Eli Lake for Bloomberg, of all places, picked it up on Monday and broke this thing wide open. The short version is all those incidentally intercepted transmissions between members of the Trump administration and the Trump campaign last year. Well, Susan Rice demanded that those identities be unmasked. That's the word for it. It's just illegal as all hell. Bill, CNN is refuting the story that they refused to cover, according to the Federalist. How big is this thing?
Well, I remember reading this morning that people, that the New York Times and Bloomberg had the story and simply sat on it. Basically just said, no, we're not going to do anything that helps Donald Trump, certainly not anything that makes Obama look bad. We've just watched 8 years of absolute lawlessness on the part of the Obama administration with no hope of anything done because they had the Justice Department. So the question comes down to, Steve, is Donald Trump got the strength and the and the skin, the thickness of skin, it seems like he might have both, to tell Jeff Sessions to start looking into these things and bring prosecutions against the Clinton Foundation as well. I'm tired of playing fair with these lowlifes, you know? Today we just heard that they're talking about using the nuclear option on the Gorsuch thing because they're trying to basically delay him until 2020. It's not the nuclear option, it's the Harry Reid option. And I heard this on the news today, a bunch of times, nuclear option. Republicans are talking about changing the rules. No, the Democrats changed the rules. Now the rules are changed. Now they work in our favor, and we're going to use the Harry Reid option. But yes, it's going to depend not on the media. We already know that. It's going to depend on whether or not the Attorney General is given, he shouldn't even have to be given instructions, but whether or not the Attorney General will pick up these things and bring charges the way they need to be brought. Because the light of day needs to shine on what these people did for the last 8 years.
Well, all right, Scott, speaking of light of day, you know, there's more than just the Justice Department that could look into this. There could be a Senate Intelligence or Select Intelligence Committee hearing. Would you want to subpoena Rice and demand that she testify on this?
Well, for starters, I just want to get accurate information. I mean, right now what we have is pretty spotty. Susan Rice has denied that she released the information, but she didn't deny that she unmasked. And I think that's a problem. Anytime we get a new word being thrown out in a new context into the public, people go, oh, unmasked, that must mean she revealed some sort of secret. She violated citizens' rights by revealing them. That's not the allegation at this point. The allegation is that in the course of her work as the National Security Advisor for President Obama, she heard some reports from other agencies, and they were about conversations between people in Russia and people in the United States. Those people in the United States were identified by things like USA person number one. And she asked, as is her prerogative to ask, but not to require, she asked that some of those names be unmasked. And apparently that request was granted and some of those names were unmasked. Now, the question remains, how did those names then get into the public domain? And Susan Rice, who, you know, unfortunately now has the name that is a synonym for liar after the Benghazi thing.
That's right. All telling the same lie.
Sucks to be her, you know, because if for the rest of your life you are known as the person who lied about Benghazi, so even if you're telling the truth now, you don't stand a chance of having anybody believe you. But Rice has denied that she leaked anything to anyone. And so that's sort of the state of affairs at the moment that we record this. But clearly somebody let this stuff out into the wild, and I would like to see some sort of investigation to find out who it was.
Well, okay. Bill, hang on, Bill. Let me run something by you because I think Scott's being entirely too fair-minded. Glenn Reynolds wrote this a month ago at Instapundit. He said, it's a hypothesis. The spying on Trump thing is worse than we even imagined. And once it was clear Hillary had lost and it would inevitably come out, the Trump-Russia collusion talking point was created as a distraction.
Well, all I wanted to say briefly was when Scott said that poor Susan Rice has a reputation of being a liar, she's got a reputation for being a liar because she's a liar.
She lied.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So if she lied about Benghazi and people being killed, I don't see any reason why she wouldn't lie to protect her own skin.
All right. Yeah, indeed. And as Glenn Reynolds wrote this thing a month ago, this whole thing looks like a case of very serious projection. And guess what? The media over the last couple of days has just completely shut up about the Trump-Russia thing, because then they'd have to start telling some very uncomfortable stories. And that's all I have for a wrap for you on this, because obviously this is a breaking story. It's a developing story. And we're just going to sink our teeth into this and cover it for as many weeks as it takes. I mean, this thing, it could be Watergate. It's absolutely huge. It's domestic spying. It's shameful. And that is your right angle so far on Susan Rice. We'll be talking about this next week. You can bet we'll see you then.